On today's show, FCA's new CEO makes changes to his management team. The new BMW 3 Series makes its debut in Paris. And Bob Lutz discusses Cadillac's luxury strategy. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Mike Manley, the new CEO of Fiat Chrysler, is shaking up his management team. Here are the major switches. Tim Kaniskis, who is currently the head of Alfa Romeo and Maserati, will now be the head of the Jeep brand in North America. He will remain as the head of Alfa globally. Harold Wester, the company's chief technology officer, takes over as the chief operating officer of Maserati and will remain as CTO. Reed Bigland, who is the head of the company's operations in the U.S. and Canada, will once again lead the Ram brand. He was the head of that brand in 2013 and 2014. And the head of the Mopar brand, Pietro Gorlier, was named the chief operating officer of the European, Middle East, and Africa region. You know, you've heard us discuss data monetization, and here's a perfect example. The Detroit Free Press reports that last year, General Motors conducted a test where it tracked drivers' radio listening habits in order to see if there's a relationship between what they listen to and what they buy. It was a three-month experiment in which 90,000 drivers in L.A. and Chicago agreed to participate. The company used in-car Wi-Fi to track the listening habits of the drivers. And GM believes it could help them develop a better way to measure radio listenership, which could be valuable to advertisers. Or to put it another way, monetize data. The Paris Auto Show kicked off this week, and coming up next, we'll look at some of the vehicles that made their debut.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
With the Paris Auto Show underway, we're getting a number of fresh reveals. And BMW debuted the 7th generation 3 Series sedan that's now longer, wider, and taller than the outgoing model. The kidney grille has been elongated into the headlamps, which now feature a new LED lighting signature. At the rear, you'll notice lighting units that are more rectangular with hockey-shaped LED elements. The lines of the interior, which seems less cluttered, all flow to the center, making the infotainment screen the focal point. In the U.S., two powertrains have been confirmed, a 2-liter turbo 4 that makes 255 horsepower, and an inline 6-cylinder will produce 382 horsepower for performance M models. A plug-in hybrid version will also be added to the lineup. The new 3 Series will start arriving in March of next year with a starting price of a little over $41,000. All-wheel drive adds another $2,000. Infiniti had its coming out party for the Project Black S. While there's a ton of information in the press release, which you can find a link to in the transcript or description box, here are the highlights. The powertrain is able to generate electrical power under both braking and acceleration. The unique brake-by-wire system harnesses kinetic energy from a single motor generator unit, while heat energy comes from motor generators fitted to the engine's twin turbochargers. Electricity is stored in a 4.4 kilowatt-hour battery pack mounted in the rear of the vehicle. Infiniti hopes some of the practices it's employed on the prototype will help it to shorten the development time of other new vehicles, specifically in the areas of rapid prototyping or 3D printing and digital testing. Kia revealed the new Proceed. It's been transformed from a 3-door hatchback into a 5-door wagon. It was designed, developed, and engineered in Europe exclusively for that market. Production of the new Proceed kicks off in November in Slovakia, and it goes on sale in the first quarter of 2019. And Mercedes took the wraps off the new B-Class. At launch, it will be available with 5 engine options, 2 gasoline and 3 diesels. And the engines are mated to either a 7-speed or 8-speed dual-clutch transmission. It's the second model in Mercedes' car lineup to feature its new multimedia system called MBUX, which is customizable and adapts to the driver. It also offers new driver assistance features, including semi-autonomous driving in certain situations. And it looks to us as though the styling was updated to make it look less like a van and more like a crossover. The company will start delivering the new B-Class to customers in Europe starting in February of 2019. Coming up next, Bob Lutch shares his thoughts on Cadillac's luxury strategy.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Ford and GM are taking two very different approaches to luxury. Lincoln is more or less copying Lexus's strategy, while Cadillac is emulating the German luxury brands. And recently on Autoline After Hours, we were joined by GM's former vice chairman, Bob Lutz, and he shared his thoughts on Cadillac's strategy.
My personal belief, and not necessarily shared by, in fact, probably not shared by General Motors, is I think Lincoln is on a more predictable track, because trying to outdo the Germans, even if you do it with the car, it will take decades for the public to realize that Cadillac CTS handles better than a BMW 3 Series or a 5 Series. And even if they do realize it, other than the hardcore of automobile enthusiasts, most of the American public couldn't care less. They're buying a monthly, they're paying a monthly lease, and they want a brand where when they put the key fob on the bar top, everybody says, wow, you have a Mercedes, or wow, you have an Audi. And for Cadillac to regain that status, no matter how great the cars are, is going to take forever.
And if you'd like to keep up to speed with everything that's going on at Autoline, make sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook by searching for the Autoline Network. And to find us on Twitter, just look for @Autoline. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.